Part 1. 1. Several employees are standing near a reception desk while a visitor signs a document. A. A guest is checking in at the front counter. B. Some workers are repairing a ceiling light. C. A woman is arranging food on a buffet table. D. The office chairs are being stacked in a corner. 2. A cyclist is locking a bicycle beside a row of parked cars. A. A vehicle is entering an underground garage. B. A bicycle is being secured near the sidewalk. C. Some passengers are boarding a tour bus. D. Traffic signs are hanging above the intersection. 3. A chef is placing trays of pastries into a glass display case. A. Customers are waiting outside the bakery. B. Bread is being sliced on a wooden board. C. Some desserts are being arranged for sale. D. A cook is wiping down the kitchen floor. 4. Two mechanics are examining the engine of a truck inside a garage. A. Tires are being unloaded from a delivery van. B. A vehicle is being inspected by technicians. C. A mechanic is painting a car door. D. Customers are making payments at a service counter. 5. Some people are seated around a conference table reviewing printed reports. A. Office supplies are being packed into boxes. B. Employees are greeting visitors in a hallway. C. A presentation is being projected onto a screen. D. A group is discussing documents during a meeting. 6. A gardener is trimming bushes beside a stone pathway. A. Plants are being carefully maintained outdoors. B. A fountain is spraying water into a pond. C. Some tools are hanging on a workshop wall. D. People are jogging through a public square.
Part 2. 7.
Did you submit the expense report already?
A. I sent it this morning. B. The printer is beside the door. C. About $20. 8.
Why is the conference room locked?
A. At the downtown branch. B. They're cleaning it right now. C. Yes, the meeting was useful. 9.
Aren't the clients arriving this afternoon?
A. The elevator stopped working. B. I can reserve a table instead. C. No, their flight was delayed. 10.
Who approved the marketing budget?
A. Ms. Harper signed it yesterday. B. Near the advertising agency. C. The campaign starts in June. 11.
Could you help me move these boxes?
A. The shipment arrived early. B. Sure, give me a minute. C. Mostly office supplies. 12.
When will the software update be installed?
A. By the IT department. B. It improves security features. C. Probably after business hours. 13.
Didn't you attend the training session yesterday?
A. No, I was visiting a client. B. The handbook is on my desk. C. About 30 participants. 14.
Where should I park for the interview?
A. Interviews usually last an hour. B. Visitor parking is behind the building. C. The manager was impressed. 15.
Why didn't the package arrive on time?
A. It was sent by courier. B. I left it at reception. C. There was a customs delay. 16.
Have you seen the revised contract yet?
A. Yes, it looks much clearer now. B. The lawyer called earlier. C. In the top drawer, I think. 17.
Could we postpone tomorrow's workshop?
A. The projector needs replacing. B. I'd better check everyone's schedule first. C. Around 40 employees attended. 18.
Which branch office handles international orders?
A. The invoice was attached. B. Usually by express shipping. C. The Singapore office does. 19.
Didn't the restaurant reserve our table?
A. Apparently there was a mistake. B. The food was excellent. C. At 7:30 tonight. 20.
Who's giving the presentation this afternoon?
A. In the main auditorium. B. I think Carlos volunteered. C. The slides need editing. 21.
Why are the lights still on upstairs?
A. The maintenance team left already. B. They're replacing the carpet tonight. C. Near the emergency exit. 22.
Should we print more copies of the brochure?
A. The design looks modern. B. About 500 copies. C. Yes, we're almost out. 23.
Where did you buy those office chairs?
A. From a supplier downtown. B. They're surprisingly comfortable. C. We ordered 12 altogether. 24.
Could someone cover my shift on Friday?
A. Friday's usually very busy. B. I might be available then. C. The schedule changed yesterday. 25.
Why was the seminar canceled?
A. The speaker became ill. B. In the conference center. C. I registered online. 26.
Haven't we met before at a trade show?
A. The exhibit hall was crowded. B. Yes, in Osaka last year. C. I'll introduce myself later. 27.
Which report should I review first?
A. The financial one, probably. B. It's on the shared drive. C. Before the deadline tomorrow. 28.
Did the accountant finish the audit?
A. Nearly 2 weeks ago. B. Not yet, she's still reviewing receipts. C. The budget meeting was productive. 29.
Why don't we order lunch online today?
A. The cafeteria closes at 2. B. I brought my own meal. C. That's easier than going out. 30.
Who left these documents on my desk?
A. Probably the legal department. B. The folders are color-coded. C. I signed them already. 31.
Could you email me the updated schedule?
A. The meeting room changed. B. Certainly, after lunch. C. It's printed in color.
Part 3. 32.
I heard the marketing team changed the launch date for the new app.
Yes, they moved it to next month because the design updates were delayed.
That should give us more time to prepare the advertising materials.
Q1. Why was the launch date changed? A. The design work was late. B. The budget was reduced. C. The manager resigned. D. The product sold out. Q2. What are the speakers mainly discussing? A. A staff meeting schedule. B. A delayed product release. C. A customer complaint. D. A hiring process. Q3. What does the man imply? A. He dislikes the new app. B. He wants to change departments. C. Extra preparation time is useful. D. Advertising is unnecessary. 3. Did you finish reviewing the supplier contracts?
Almost. I just need approval from the legal department.
Good. We need everything completed before Friday afternoon. Q1. What does the man still need? A. A budget increase. B. A new supplier. C. Legal approval. D. Training materials. Q2. When must the work be completed? A. Before Friday afternoon. B. After the holiday. C. By tomorrow morning. D. At the end of the month. Q3. What are the speakers talking about? I. Employee interviews. B. Contract reviews. C. Software repairs. D. Travel reservations. 34.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
No, go ahead. Are you attending the technology seminar too?
Yes, I especially want to hear the presentation about cloud security.
Q1. Where are the speakers? A. At a concert hall. B. In a restaurant. C. At a seminar. D. In a hospital. Q2. What topic interests the man? A. International marketing. B. Cloud security. C. Office design. D. Product packaging. Q3. What did the man ask first? A. Whether the seat was available. B. Whether lunch was included. C. Whether parking was free. D. Whether the seminar had ended. 35. The printer on the third floor keeps jamming.
I already contacted the maintenance company this morning.
Perfect. I need to print the conference packets this afternoon. Q1. What problem is mentioned? A. A broken elevator. B. A missing package. C. A computer virus. D. A printer malfunction. Q2. What did the man do? A. Ordered new paper. B. Contacted a repair company. C. Bought a new printer. D. Changed office floors. Q3. What will the woman probably do later? A. Attend a conference. B. Repair the printer herself. C. Print conference materials. D. Meet a client. 36.
Have you seen the updated sales report yet?
Yes. The numbers from the Western region improved significantly.
That is probably because of the new discount campaign.
Q1. What improved? A. Shipping speed. B. Regional sales figures. C. Employee attendance. D. Store decorations. Q2. What does the man think caused the improvement? A. A discount campaign. B. A television commercial. C. A new manager. D. A weather change. Q3. What are the speakers reviewing? A. A travel schedule. B. A training manual. C. A sales report. D. A restaurant menu. 37. I cannot access the company database from home.
Did you install the new security application last week?
No, I forgot about the update notice. Q1. What problem does the woman have? A. She lost her password. B. She cannot use the database remotely. C. She missed a meeting. D. She damaged a computer. Q2. What does the man ask about? A. A software update. B. A business trip. C. A customer database. D. A payroll document. Q3. What does the woman admit? A. She ignored the update notice. B. She deleted company files. C. She arrived late to work. D. She changed departments. 38.
The cafeteria added several vegetarian dishes this week.
Really? I usually bring lunch, because the menu is limited.
You should check it out today. The pasta special is excellent.
Q1. What changed at the cafeteria? A. Prices increased. B. Operating hours changed. C. Vegetarian choices were added. D. New tables were installed. Q2. Why does the woman usually bring lunch? A. She wants to save money. B. She dislikes pasta. C. She prefers cooking. D. She thinks the menu lacks variety. Q3. What does the man recommend? A. Trying the pasta special. B. Visiting another restaurant. C. Ordering dessert. D. Taking a cooking class. 39. Did the shipment arrive from the warehouse this morning?
Not yet. The driver called to say traffic is unusually heavy downtown.
Then I will inform the customers about the delay. Q1. What has not arrived yet? A. A payment report. B. A shipment. C. A repair technician. D. A conference speaker. Q2. Why is the delivery delayed? A. The warehouse closed early. B. The truck broke down. C. Traffic is heavy downtown. D. Customers changed the order. Q3. What will the woman probably do next? A. Call customers. B. Drive to the warehouse. C. Cancel the shipment. D. Hire another driver. 40.
I noticed the hotel lobby was redecorated recently.
Yes,
Management wanted a more modern appearance before the tourist season.
The brighter lighting definitely makes the space feel larger.
Q1. What area was changed? A. The parking garage. B. The hotel lobby. C. The conference room. D. The restaurant kitchen. Q2. Why did management make the changes? A. To reduce maintenance costs. B. To prepare for tourist season. C. To expand the building. D. To host a concert. Q3. What does the man say about the lighting? A. It is too expensive. B. It should be replaced. C. It makes the lobby seem bigger. D. It is difficult to install. 41. Are you going to the training workshop after lunch?
I was planning to, but my supervisor asked me to finish a report first.
That is unfortunate. The workshop instructor is supposed to be excellent. Q1. What event is mentioned? A. A workshop. B. A retirement party. C. A sales competition. D. A music performance. Q2. Why may the man miss the event? A. He is traveling overseas. B. He must complete a report. C. He forgot to register. D. He is meeting a client. Q3. What does the woman say about the instructor? A. The instructor recently retired. B. The instructor canceled the event. C. The instructor teaches online classes. D. The instructor has a strong reputation. 42.
I cannot find the file from yesterday's client meeting.
Did you check the shared drive folder? I uploaded everything there this morning.
Oh, I was searching my personal folder instead.
Q1. What is the man looking for? A. A meeting file. B. A parking ticket. C. A restaurant receipt. D. A presentation screen. Q2. Where did the woman upload the materials? A. To a website. B. To a printer server. C. To a shared drive folder. D. To a mobile device. Q3. What mistake did the man make? A. He deleted the document. B. He searched the wrong folder. C. He missed the meeting. D. He forgot his password. 44. The museum will extend its hours during the holiday weekend.
That should attract more visitors from out of town.
Yes, and the special photography exhibit opens on Saturday. Q1. What organization are the speakers discussing? A university. B. A theater. C. A museum. D. A bookstore. Q2. Why will the museum stay open longer? Because of a holiday weekend. B. Because employees requested it. C. Because repairs are delayed. D. Because a concert is scheduled. Q3.
What opens on Saturday? A photography exhibit. B. A gift shop. C. A parking area. D. A movie theater. Part 4. 44. The Airport Authority would like to inform passengers that shuttle trains between Terminal A and Terminal C will operate on a reduced schedule this evening due to maintenance work. Travelers departing on international flights after 9 o'clock are encouraged to arrive earlier than usual. Complimentary buses will depart every 15 minutes from the lower-level transportation area. In addition, several restaurants in Terminal C will remain open later to accommodate delayed passengers. Q1. A weather advisory was canceled. B. A transportation service will run less frequently. C. An airport restaurant is relocating. D. International flights are being moved to another terminal. Q2. To confirm hotel reservations, to purchase meal vouchers. C. To arrive at the airport ahead of schedule. D. To check luggage at a separate building. Q3. A. They will receive parking discounts. B. They will board trains from another station. C. They will be guided to nearby hotels. D. They will have access to dining facilities later in the evening. 45. Thank you for attending today's software training seminar. Before you leave, please remember to complete the online evaluation form that was emailed earlier this afternoon. Participants who submit the form by Friday will receive early access to our updated analytics dashboard. Also, the technical support team will remain in Conference Room B for another hour to answer any questions regarding account migration. Q1. A. A conference room reservation was extended. B. A software feature will become available to selected users. C. An employee orientation session has been postponed. D. A product launch event is being streamed online. Q2. A. Fill out a digital survey. B. Contact the finance department. C. Download a mobile application. D. Renew a software license. Q3. A. It is being renovated. B. It will host another seminar tomorrow. C. Staff members will continue assisting attendees there. D. New equipment will be installed there tonight. 46. Good afternoon, residents. This is a reminder that water service to the West Side apartment buildings will be temporarily suspended tomorrow morning, while the city replaces several underground pipes. Maintenance crews expect the work to be completed before noon, but residents are advised to store enough water for cooking and cleaning beforehand. Laundry facilities in Building 3 will remain open because they operate on a separate system. Q1. A. A public transportation route has changed. B. Apartment rental fees are increasing. C. Utility service will be interrupted temporarily. D. A construction project has been delayed. Q2. A. Prepare water in advance. B. Move vehicles from the parking lot. C. Attend a neighborhood meeting. D. Contact city officials online. Q3. A. They were recently upgraded. B. They use an independent water supply. C. They are reserved for new residents. D. They close before noon every day. 47. Welcome to the Grand Harbor Hotel. Due to an unexpectedly large number of conference guests arriving tonight, check-in lines may be longer than usual after 6 o'clock. Guests who completed mobile check-in can pick up room keys directly from the express counter near the elevators. In addition, complimentary coffee and snacks are available in the lobby lounge until midnight. Q1. A. A hotel restaurant is fully booked. B. Conference guests must register tomorrow morning. C. A parking garage will close early. D. Delays are expected at the front desk. Q2. A. Use a faster service area. B. Confirm conference schedules. C. Reserve meeting rooms online. D. Request transportation vouchers. Q3. A. Hotel guests will receive discounted meals tomorrow. B. Refreshments are being offered in a public area. C. Additional elevators are being installed. D. Business travelers can extend reservations without charge. 48. Attention, all employees. The distribution center in Osaka has resumed operations following yesterday's network outage. However, orders submitted after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon may still experience shipping delays of up to one business day. Managers are asked to review priority shipments and notify clients if revised delivery estimates are necessary. Q1. A. A delivery facility recently experienced a technical problem. B. New employees are completing orientation training. C. Shipping prices will increase next month. D. Customers requested additional products. Q2. A. Before the holiday season begins. B. During yesterday afternoon. C. After the warehouse expansion. D. At the end of the fiscal year. Q3. A. Approve employee vacation requests. B. Conduct equipment inspections. C. Contact clients about updated timelines. D. Arrange transportation for suppliers. 49. This message is for students enrolled in Professor Hartman's economics course. Tomorrow's lecture will be held in the science auditorium instead of the regular classroom, because additional seating is needed for visiting exchange students. Please arrive at least 10 minutes early, since attendance will be recorded before the presentation begins. Copies of the reading materials are now available through the University Library website. Q1. A. A professor is retiring from the university. B. A lecture location has been changed. C. Students are organizing a campus event. D. New library hours were announced. Q2. A. To secure seats for visitors. B. To avoid missing attendance registration. C. To meet with exchange students. D. To receive printed textbooks. Q3. A. They can be downloaded online. B. They will be distributed after class. C. They are available at the bookstore only. D. They must be requested by email. 50. Good evening, shoppers. The supermarket will close 1 hour earlier than normal tonight so that refrigeration equipment can be inspected. Customers purchasing frozen foods are encouraged to complete checkout before 8:30 to avoid delays near the registers. The pharmacy section will maintain its usual operating hours and can still be accessed through the north entrance after the main store closes. Q1. A. A food delivery service has expanded. B. A supermarket department is relocating. C. Store operating hours have been adjusted. D. New payment machines were installed. Q2. A. They may encounter longer waiting times. B. They can receive free delivery service. C. They will need special coupons. D. They must shop in another building. Q3. A. It opens earlier on weekends. B. It can still be entered separately later in the evening. C. It will close permanently next month. D. It accepts only cash payments tonight. 51. This is an update from Green Valley Medical Center. Beginning next Monday, patients will be able to schedule vaccination appointments through the hospital's mobile application instead of by telephone. Hospital administrators expect the change to reduce waiting times significantly during the upcoming flu season. Volunteers will be available in the main lobby this week to assist visitors with downloading and using the application. Q1. A. A hospital is introducing a new reservation method. B. A medical conference has been canceled. C. Patients must visit another clinic temporarily. D. Doctors are changing their office hours. Q2. A. An increase in emergency visits. B. A decrease in appointment delays. C. A shortage of medical supplies. D. A reduction in parking availability. Q3. A. They are promoting a seasonal event. B. They are collecting patient surveys. C. They are helping people use digital services. D. They are distributing free medication. 52. Thank you for calling Metro Rail Customer Information Services. Weekend maintenance on the Riverside line has been completed ahead of schedule, and normal train service has now resumed between Central Station and Harbor Point. Passengers who purchase temporary bus transfer passes online may request refunds through the customer portal within the next 7 days. Updated train schedules are available on station display boards and through the Metro Rail mobile application. Q1. A. A transportation project finished earlier than expected. B. Train ticket prices are increasing. C. A railway station is under construction. D. A mobile application has technical problems. Q2. A. They should visit a ticket office immediately. B. They can apply to recover their money online. C. They must exchange passes at a station counter. D. They will receive automatic refunds by email. Q3. A. In a printed newspaper advertisement. B. At nearby tourist offices. C. On digital and station information systems. D. Through local radio broadcasts only. 53. Attention employees in the research division. The biotechnology laboratory on the fourth floor will undergo air filtration testing tomorrow afternoon, so access to that area will be restricted between 1 and 4 o'clock. Researchers needing laboratory samples during that period should submit requests to the storage team before noon tomorrow. Management also reminds all staff to wear updated identification badges beginning next week, as the company transitions to a new security system. Q1. A. A laboratory area will be temporarily inaccessible. B. Research funding has been reduced. C. Employees are attending an international conference. D. A pharmaceutical product was approved. Q2. A. Attend a security seminar. B. Request materials before a deadline. C. Replace damaged laboratory equipment. D. Complete training documents online. Q3. A. Employees will begin using revised identification cards. B. New laboratory staff will be hired. C. Research teams will relocate to another office. D. Security cameras will be removed from the building.